Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever. All right, let's get to the trade deadline first. Shout out to Miller Lite. If one thing is consistent and continues to bring it all season long, it's obviously Miller Lite. Our Miller Lite Bar of the Week, the Fireside Bar and Grill. Shout out to the Fireside Bar and Grill in Ambler, where you can watch all Phillies games with $3.50 Miller Lite aluminum bottle special. Go to firesidebarandgrill.com for more information. We love the Fireside Bar and Grill. We love Miller Lite. Fritzy, we are, you know, actually, what are we, about 31 hours away? It's 6 o'clock tomorrow. So, yeah, 31 hours away from the trade deadline right now. Teams have been making moves. You know, some of the names we talked about, Randall Grichuk, enjoy LA, buddy.
By the way, Randall Grichuk drafted one pick in front of who?
Mike Trout.
By the same team.
I know. Hilarious. Where are you at right now? Obviously, I think, you know, you're hearing, or we're hearing Adam Duvall's name be mentioned as we've talked about.
Yeah, but
about.
Again, like, are the Red Sox selling?
Red Sox have been one of the best teams in baseball in June. I know. You know, since June, look, like middle of June or whatever.
People really doubted Haim, man.
It's a mistake. We told you not to.
Yeah.
He has been enemy number one up there. Where are you at right now at the deadline with potential moves with what you expect?
Sell. Sell. No? Okay. No, I want to see what the reaction was. I mean, think about it.
What could we get?
What would Nola get? Well, Campbell? I'm just kidding. But yes, when they were blowing the game yesterday, I was like, well, hold on.
Yeah, what could I get for it?
Hold on. Get some comp picks. Anyway, so let me just say this.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get Tommy Pham. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't think
there's anything that feels more. So the one thing I was thinking about that I think is interesting is what I started to look at was in the last two deadlines, Dombrowski's gotten multiple players from the same team.
Yeah, well, he did the separate trades, the Martian Syndergaard one for the Angels.
Right, so he did the Angels.
And the year before it was the Kyle Gibson.
Yeah, the Rangers.
Yeah.
Ian Kennedy, one of the goats of the Phillies bullpen.
Oh, yeah, I almost forgot.
So I started looking at like what makes sense. What I care about the most at tomorrow is obviously I want a right-handed power bat.
Yep.
Or just a right-handed bat in general that can at least maybe hit the ball at the ballpark. Mm-hmm. I love Johan Rojas so far. It's been really fun watching him play defense, but clearly just the single hitter.
It is what it is. Yes.
Christian Pache, we'll see when he comes back, but he's more
He had a screw coming out of his arm. It's hard to count on that.
Exactly right. I think it's imperative. I'm still in the camp of I want Teoscar. There are things that are frustrating about him. He leads the AL in strikeouts. Mm-hmm. He doesn't walk. Sounds like a Phil.
on brand.
People are like, how could the Phillies target that guy? I don't know, because that's what they only target at this point. But my thing is, I was looking at it today because he reminds me so much of what Soler was and what he could be for the Phillies and Soler in 21.
For the Braves, yeah.
Soler was
World Series MVP.
Dude, he had 9 homers and was batting 186 at the trade deadline.
Wow.
So, yes, Teoscar's been tough, but he's also got a good track record. And Again, like, I look at the numbers that I care about. Like, runner scoring position, he's batting over 300. He has 16 homers. That could be 25, hopefully. I think he's, like, against lefties, one of the best hitters in the sport. So
that's huge.
I will take Teoscar Hernandez. I wonder if they try to do, like, Teoscar Hernandez and Seawald. That gives you another.
I love Paul Seawald. That dude's good.
He's been really good.
Yeah, he's been really good for them.
Tommy.
He's been closing for them. He's been their closer this year.
Tommy Pham and Brooks Raley.
Sure.
You know, he has another year after this year.
Raley's got some stuff.
So does Seawald. Seawald has another year after this year.
Sure.
So multiple years out of them. And then, like, Jack Flaherty and Ryan Helsley, or one of the Cardinals outfielders.
Ryan Helsley would be funny.
Ryan Helsley.
Just from a humor perspective.
I agree. So my first priority is right-handed power bat.
Like Tyler O'Neill.
I would love Tyler O'Neill, but I would be shocked.
I don't
think
they're going to trade him.
I would be shocked.
Yeah.
So then after that, like, again, we talked about earlier, but bullpen. Whether they want to get a lefty, to bank on Strom, I think down the stretches would be a mistake. He's been good, but we know what he's been. Mm-hmm. It seems like every time they try to use him a lot, they need to give him a week off.
Mm-hmm.
Alvarado, I can't totally bank on right now. Andrew Vasquez has been a revelation, but let up a freaking bomb yesterday.
That was tough, dude.
That was a tough one.
Tough.
So, like, an Aaron Bummer from the White Sox, I think would make sense. That's why I like Raleigh, whatever, from mm-hmm. the Mets. So getting some kind of your boy, Brent Suter, I guess.
Suter.
I guess we'd have to take him.
Getting lefties out.
Yeah. So I think getting a lefty would be good. Obviously, a right-handed power arm would also be fun mm-hmm. regardless. So I feel, you know, I don't think it's going to be a star-studded trade deadline.
Oh, I don't think it is either.
If I had to bank on it, I think Duvall's a Philly. Hopefully they trade him for, like, you know, Falter's in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Falter probably gets traded tomorrow. I think Muziati probably gets traded tomorrow. Carlos De La Cruz, maybe. And then they probably hold on to how you leave because I don't think the value's there for someone else out there for a guy who's pretty good. But, like, those are the kind of names that jump out as possible trade.
Not a thrilling trade deadline.
But
it's fine.
It's something they need.
Yeah.
Like, they need a right-handed bat.
And look, the market just shook that way. I mean, you know, like, I think there aren't going to be many big stars traded at all this whole deadline. You know, it looks that way. It looks like basically the teams that were thinking about trading their stars, they all had, like, real hot streaks. I mean, like, the Padres started winning games. The
Padres, Cubs.
Angels won games. Cubs won games.
Mariners.
Red Sox won games. You know, it's just like, it's been a bad deadline for the buyers.
Yeah, and everyone's just calling the White Sox.
I know. They have, like, so, hey, you want to trade anymore?
Anyone left? No one wants to call the Royals.
I know. Other than the Braves, we ain't got Nicky Lopez.
I know.
For a guy, the Braves trade for a guy for, say, like, nobody, pick him up off the scrap heap, then trade him for Nicky Lopez. Just, Braves are just make moves. Not that it's like a winning move, but
but it'll turn out to be.
He'll make plays for them. Like, he'll have a moment in the playoffs, and Taylor Hearn certainly wouldn't have.
Yeah.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So I think it's going to be, I don't think it's going to be like a super firework-y one, but I think it's going to be...
Fill some holes and make the team a little bit better.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And Duvall will be dope. I really hope they can get out.
Yeah, me too. Me too. And look, again, if it's Teoscar, I'm fine with that too, but they need a right-handed bat. Somebody
what about Tommy Pham? You in on Tommy Pham?
Less so than the other two, but I would take Tommy Pham. He's having a great year,
mm-hmm.
Tommy Pham. And there have been moments where I've liked Tommy Pham, other moments less so.
Yeah.
But I'd take Tommy
Pham. As long as there's no fantasy football league.
Don't go around slapping people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just no fantasy football.
We got some good vibes here. Yeah. Right? Let's not mess with the vibes.
No fantasy football.
Yeah. All right. What do you got in the take bag?
What do I have in the take bag? What do you think about trading for Rich Hill to be our Jamie Moyer? Come on, dude. Takes down a ton of innings. We bring back Pivetta for the Falls role.
Would me saying his nickname be cursing on the high up spot or no? DP. I would take DP.
Right. Although, I think you should want to trade for him because he's older than you.
Dude, trust me, Rich Hill's one of my favorite players in sports right now. He's one of the only few that are left. So, yes, I love Rich Hill. I would take him in a second. He's like 43. He's like significant, relatively speaking, significantly older. Yeah.
He's almost near, AARP status. It's funny, watching Chris Sanchez is a lot like what watching Ranger was.
The exact same thought when I'm like, almost everything about him feels like Ranger-y.
And the thing that I didn't realize with him, He has the most horizontal move on his changeup in baseball.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, so cool.
So his top changeup in baseball.
He's the best whip in baseball since he came up.
Yeah, I can't.
It's unbelievable. It's like literally, the dude hit three guys yesterday. He's got the best. It's like,
well,
what?
It's just some bull crap.
It was.
I was thinking, it was like, oh, you'll let Nola pitch five innings too far.
Oh, I know.
And then the stomach bug thing happened, whatever. Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll I hope he's fine. Stranthony's a question mark at this
point. It is pretty funny in hindsight thinking about everyone getting mad that Christopher Sanchez got pulled from a game. Like, that was not on the bingo card.
That's how baseball works, though.
Yes, it is.
That's how baseball works. I thought it was good. Again, good Schwarber weekend. Interesting. The only interesting thing from Trey this weekend was, it looks like he got rid of that leg kick, so he's doing more of a toe tap.
Uh-huh.
And the results, of course, were not great on Sunday, but I felt like he was looking a little more hitterish. So maybe this gets him going. I have no idea.
I'm tired of saying maybe this gets
him going. I know. I forgot my bit of calling him the shortstop.
Yeah, the shortstop.
Yeah, the shortstop.
So, do you, like, all honesty, do you expect a turnaround of any kind this year? Like, do you expect him to be better at any point? Or is this the guy we're seeing now what we get the rest of the year? Because I feel pretty strongly that this is the guy we're seeing the rest of the year. Like, I'm not out on the contract for the rest of it and all that. Look, don't get me wrong. I would not give him the contract if going back to offseason. I would not probably sign that contract. But, like, for this year, I don't see it changing.
I don't see it changing at all. But
it's great.
Today's another day.
Well, just make a big play in the playoffs. It's all good.
Let me just tell you what is just truly sickening right now. That we said all year, well, this is Cassiano's year.
I know.
And now we got both of them.
I know.
We got both of them. So
it's great.
Fun times.
It's good.
Fun times.
Good.
Emergency
good.
Trade deadline podcast tomorrow.
Good use of resources, spending $40 million on those two guys or more. It's great.
It's going to be all right. I'm pretty sure it's like
it's definitely
50
more. Something. It's definitely more. Yeah, I know.